Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 8:20 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and today we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And we're really excited about this month's special edition of Life Talk. Usually we're on the first Wednesday of the month, but this month we are on at this time because during the radio program at that time, we were all over at Mother Macaulay High School hearing National Chastity Speaker Jason Everett just really blow away those students there who gave him two standing ovations and are starting a new club after his presentation. And it's just been so exciting, friends. All the great things going on this month. And I want to thank Jim Dish in the Office for Radio and Television for giving us this slot today because we have a great show. We have some great content that we want to share with you today. And in particular, we have a tremendous guest coming up on the show, a former NFL pro football player, Super Bowl champion. He was on the offensive line, the starting right guard, when his team won the Super Bowl, friends. This is going to be awesome today. But first, I want to tell you about a great event that our guest is going to be speaking at. And this is an evening that you do not want to miss. We've got coming up on November 3rd, the annual Educating Minds, Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative. And you might say, what is the Chastity Education Initiative? What is this benefiting? Well, how many of you want to empower young people to achieve their dreams, to discover God's awesome plan for their lives? How many of you want to help young people to stay away from high-risk behaviors like drug use, alcohol use underage, premarital sexual activity? That is what this program does. Every year, bringing this beautiful message of chastity and God's amazing plan for their lives to more than 20,000 teens and young adults throughout the Archdiocese. We've got this event coming up on November 3rd, and it's going to be featuring Cardinal George, renowned journalist Sheila Logminas, who will be our MC, and this morning's guest on this program, and we're real excited to have him. And if you're interested in coming to the benefit dinner, I'm going to have more information on that later in the program, but you can also call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355 to get reservations or for more information. You can also go to www.archchicago.org. Again, that's www.archchicago.org for this fantastic benefit dinner coming up on November 3rd and featuring Sheila Logminas as MC and the keynote speaker, Chris Godfrey, who is our guest on our program today. He is a former NFL football player, as I mentioned, and not just any football player. This guy is a Super Bowl champion. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty hard to do. I mean, how many people even get to the NFL and then actually winning the Super Bowl? And he's a starter. This is so exciting. And not only is Chris very accomplished in athletics, but he's also the founder and president of Life Athletes, and he's a member of the Indiana Bar. Is there anything this guy can't do? Now, prior to graduating from the University of Notre Dame Law School, which, as I'm sure you all know, is a very prestigious law school, renowned throughout our nation, Chris played 9 years of professional football. And as the starting right guard for the Super Bowl XXI champion New York Giants, he earned honors as all-pro from NFL Films. I don't even know what some of these things mean, I have to tell you. But I know that this is impressive. And he also played on 3 University of Michigan Rose Bowl teams. So this guy is just so impressive. And more than any of these other accomplishments, he's a real man of integrity who is a great role model for young people. And we're going to be taking your questions and comments today on Life Talk. You can give us a call at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. This is Mary Louise Curry, and I'm here today chatting with Chris Godfrey. Chris, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
Oh, my pleasure, Mary Louise. It's great to be with you again.
Oh, it's terrific to be with you. And, you know, we've run into each other at many different events, and I'm so thrilled that this year you're going to be our keynote speaker at our benefit dinner. Thank you so much for clearing time from your busy schedule to do that.
Oh, not a problem. I think it's going to be a wonderful evening, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Oh, well, that is great. Now, Chris, you're actually in New York today, is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm attending and giving a workshop to New York Catholic school teachers. In fact, that's great. I feel a little like a Vatican correspondent. Correspondent, because I'm using the president's office here at JFK High School, and right next to me, Cardinal Egan is saying Mass.
Oh, wow. That's great. Man, I feel a little guilty pulling you out of Cardinal Egan's Mass. Sorry about
that. Well, there's so
that.
Much pomp and circumstance that I probably won't miss much.
That's right. Or you, I guess what you're trying to say very humbly is you won't be missed, but I'm sure that you will be so. But thank you so much for taking time to be with us on this show today. We really appreciate it. And Chris, you know, I guess I want to start out, you know, you're going to be speaking at our benefit dinner on November 3rd, benefiting the Chastity Education Initiative, and we so appreciate that. And I'm certain that you'll be, you know, sharing more about this and discussing this more at the benefit. And today we're just giving people kind of a teaser because we're hoping that everyone joins us for that great event on the 3rd. But one thing that everybody wants to know is what the life of an NFL player is like. You know, I watch the Bears games every weekend with my husband, who is an avid fan of the Bears. And, you know, it looks like there's so much pressure and everyone's getting injured all over the place. What is it like to be an NFL player? And you did that for 9 years. It's remarkable. Tell us about that.
Well, you're right. There are lots of highs and lows. And in my particular career, there are plenty of lows in Chicago. I don't think we ever beat the Bears. In fact, I know we've never beat the Bears. And the best way of explaining to your fans when we won the Super Bowl was the year after the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason I firmly believe that we won the second year is that we relied upon the Washington Redskins to do our dirty work for us. They played the Bears before they got to us, and they beat them for us.
Chris, you are really winning the hearts of listeners all over the place. I can tell you that right now. So this is truly Bear country here. So probably some of our listeners have a question or a comment. Give us a call if you want to talk with Chris Godfrey, the president and founder of Life Athletes. He's now an attorney living in South Bend and doing amazing work all over the country. Super Bowl champion Chris Godfrey. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. And Chris will be speaking at the annual Educating Minds, Inspiring Hearts benefit dinner coming up November 3rd. And for reservations or more information on that, you can call 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355. Now, Chris, there's a perception, I think, in professional sports that there's, you know, a lot of widespread sexual promiscuity, that there's drug use, you know, and I would just think that there would be a lot of groupies too, you know, women kind of throwing themselves at players. How did you, as an NFL athlete, a very successful one, stay true to your Catholic faith? And also you bring this beautiful witness of chastity, which is so unusual for especially a pro athlete, but a challenge for everyone in today's society that is so secular to live out. How did you stay true to that and deepen your faith in that NFL experience?
Well, you're very right to point out what's well publicized, and that is all the negative behavior of the professional athletes. And but we're all involved in the same kind of problems and challenges everybody else in the general population is. However, as you rightly point out, there are more opportunities to go astray. There's more money, and there's more attention given them by the opposite sex, and therefore more opportunities. And then you compound that with the fact that, you know, a lot of the players don't have families yet. They're not married, mm-hmm. and they're away from home. And you play a game, and you after the game, it's not like you're ready to settle down and curl up with a book and a cup of hot cocoa.
Right.
Your engines are running, and you're not ready to settle down yet. And so you go out, and then you kind of find yourself in a situation where you're going to be tempted. And what really helped me early on was the fact that I truly believed that God used football to get my attention, even though I was born and raised in the Catholic household. And remember having a strong love for God. Once I got busy with my life in junior high and high school and college, I was like most athletes. You have a lot of things coming at you and a lot more freedom and a lot more opportunities. And it wasn't like I ever said no to God. It's just that I got busy with everything else and kind of ignored him, knowing how much he loved me and how patient he was. I kind of thought that he'd be there when I got back, no problem.
Right.
Well, the downside of that is, and that's not really an unusual story. I think a lot of young men and ladies end up in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the downside was realizing that because I was doing that, my life was not as happy as it could have been. And there were opportunities for me to get quiet, primarily before the football games when the coaches would lock us up in the hotel rooms, you know, the night before to, you know, just get off our feet, get ready and focused for the game the next day. And not really being tired, ready for bed yet, I used to sit there and kind of look out the window at night and think about things.
Hmm.
I used to ask myself those big questions of existence, you know, who am I? Where am I going? What's really important to me? And even though I was a big, strong defensive lineman on the outside playing for the University of Michigan, which was rated number one in the country at that time, even though I was big and strong on the outside, when I asked myself those questions, I felt weak on the inside, and because I didn't have an answer for those questions. And but, you know, my life got busy again, and I, you know, the next week we had another game, we had another party, I had no schoolwork to do, more friends to hang with, and it wasn't until I got into the NFL and I got cut for the third time in 1 year that God actually got my attention.
Wow, I didn't know that happened. Now, Chris, unfortunately we have to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to hear about how you came from getting cut three times to becoming a Super Bowl champion. I mean, this sounds inspiring in itself. So we're going to head to a break, and we've got some callers on the line, so please hang on, and when we come back from the break, we'll be taking a call from Marie. So Marie, please stay with us, and we welcome your questions and comments of all our listeners at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. We're talking with Chris Godfrey, Super Bowl champion, president, and founder of Life Athletes. We'll be right back here on Life Talk. The Chastity Education Initiative reaches more than 20,000 teens and college students each year. Join us on Saturday, November 3rd for the Educating Minds, Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner to support the Chastity Education Initiative, one of the finest chastity education programs in the nation. The event will feature Cardinal George, MC Sheila Logminas, and keynote speaker Chris Godfrey, a former professional football player and Super Bowl champion. Because of programs like the Chastity Education Initiative, the teen virginity rate has significantly increased for the past decade. However, this success cannot be sustained without your support. Join us on Saturday, November 3rd at the Midwest Conference Center in Northlake, Illinois. For reservations or more information, log on to www.archchicago.org or call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. Transform teens' hearts. Transform the world.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And welcome back to Life Talk, my friends. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office at the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And what could make a difference more than transforming the hearts and minds of teens to help them, to empower them, to avoid risky behaviors and discover God's amazing plan for their life? And that is what the Chastity Education Initiative is all about. We reach more than 20,000 teens a year with fantastic speakers like Jason Everett. It's so funny. So many times people say, hey, Jason Everett came to my school and I heard him speak. And it's like, yeah, we put that program together. And it's so exciting to hear teens saying what a difference he made and all of our programs make. Praise God. And it's all through God's work. And the Chastity Education Initiative, my friends, is having its annual benefit dinner. This dinner is crucial for the continuation of this program. And our keynote speaker is on the line with us right now on the phone today, Chris Godfrey. He's our guest on today's program. And you probably heard he's an NFL Super Bowl champion. He is the founder and president of Life Athletes. He's an attorney with a degree from Notre Dame Law School. Is there anything this guy can't do? I don't know. But before we went to the break, Chris, you were sharing with us some great parts of your story. And I want to get back to that. But I'd just like to head to the phones right now, if that would be okay.
That'd be fine.
Okay, terrific. And listeners, we welcome your questions, your comments. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. Maybe you have a question for Chris. You want to hear more about what was it like to be an NFL, you know, very accomplished pro football player and trying to live out chastity and your Catholic faith in the midst of all those pressures? How did he get into this work? All this interesting information. So give us a call, 312-751-1979. But right now we have on the line Marie. And Marie, thanks so much for calling Life Talk today.
Hello, how are you, Chris? I want to thank you ever so much as a mother, a sister, a daughter, for the women out there who are being really used and abused. I'm also a nurse and had gone to an OB-GYN man who had mentioned that by a single person having a normal amount of blood clots, you had the normal amount of blood clots as a single woman. Pregnant, you had twice the amount. By taking the birth control pill, three times the amount of blood clots. Mm. And after becoming pregnant with being on the birth control pills, four times the amount of blood clots. And I took care of women with blood clots, Chris. Mm. And wow. I want to thank you ever so much for alerting not only the women, you know, young girls, but also the boys, too, to make them understand how much self-control can really promulgate their life into something much more worthy of themselves. Thank you ever so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, and you're so right. It's such a physical risk to one's health, but as you mentioned, on behalf of all of your family members, it's very much a family issue, and this behavior goes to the very heart of the family's cohesiveness and love and what a family is.
The doctor even mentioned that he had given it to the minors, 9, 10, and 11 years of age, only because the mothers wanted it and never asked any questions concerning the side effects. God bless you.
Great.
Thank you.
Marie, thank you so much for your call. And Chris, you know, Marie highlights something that's really important, which is that oftentimes, you know, parents are saying, or medical professionals, hey, you know, these kids don't have any self-control. Let's give them birth control. Mm-hmm. And that's a real disservice. And you've done some great work with teens on this issue of chastity. How do teens respond to that? And how do we highlight some of those very serious side effects that Marie was highlighting for us?
Well, as you intimated, it's a matter of helping children to make informed choices, and there's so many aspects to a sexual relationship that our young people don't really get an opportunity to think about. And when they do sit down to relax and at the end of a long hard day and turn on their iPods or watch television, sex is treated in a very shallow way, mm-hmm. and it's an unreal way. You don't see what a real person's life would be like if they chose to live that way. So our kids aren't really getting the message. And what they're looking for, above everything else, is love. And unfortunately, we're living at a time where people make the mistake of thinking that sex is love. And that's a real short-sighted view of things. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage kids to look a little bit further down the road. I've talked about some of my football experiences. I remember once getting ready for a game. And the guy next to me, we're both ready for the game. We're taped and dressed, and we have about 20 minutes to kill before we have to go out to warm up. And my friend was just shooting the breeze, telling me what he was going to do with this girl after the game. Huh. And I can't believe you're saying what you're saying. Did you just come out of chapel service?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes to me, hey, the Bible says, love your neighbor.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, oh, that's exactly what I said. And so there's this huge confusion. And, you know, sex does not mean the same thing as love. Within a marriage relationship, it can be a very profound expression of love. But outside of it, it's the exact opposite. It's using another person, as you know, using a person is the opposite of loving a person.
Absolutely. And, you know, that brings to mind, there was a huge study done on the effects of premarital sexual activity on women. And it found that the earlier a young woman engaged in premarital sexual activity, the more likely she was to have multiple sexual partners, contract a sexually transmitted disease, be depressed, have suicidal tendencies, live under the poverty level. All sorts of just looking at this from a secular perspective, even an atheist can see that, hey, you know what? There are serious consequences to premarital sex, especially for teens, but really for anybody when we're talking about, some of these secular issues. I was praying outside of the Planned Parenthood the other day, and this woman came up to me, and she was really angry, and she said, I had an abortion, and it was the best choice I've ever made because now I'm a very successful individual. And it's like, you don't seem very happy. I felt bad for her, and I wanted to give her information on Project Rachel, but she was not open to it at that time. But,
no.
I mean, just the fact that she felt a need to come up to me, a total stranger, and tell me that shows, and kind of be very angry and, kind of shouting this, shows that, people really are hurting from premarital sexual activity and then, unfortunately, the choices that they make after that as well. Abortion, and the very sad emotional consequences and psychological consequences that comes with.
So. And that's so true. And that's why, as a football player, I got involved with all of this. I was able to make a few dollars on the side selling reclining chairs and athletic shoes and any number of consumer products like athletes do in endorsements. But I realized that I could take advantage of the attention that I had and helping young people to avoid making these kind of choices that are going to hurt them. And then they're going to spend years and years trying to dig out from underneath the consequences, much like that lady that you met outside the abortion mill there.
Mm-hmm.
She was obviously wounded, and she didn't quite recognize it yet, but she was hurting. And, when you consider it, over a million people a year engaging in abortions and stuff, that's a lot of hurting people over the years.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're talking with Chris Godfrey, who is a former NFL player and Super Bowl champion and the founder and president of Life Athletes. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. We're heading into our last stretch of this program where it's really going by fast today. And if you're interested in hearing more of Chris's story, come to our benefit dinner on November 3rd. And you'll also be empowering young people to make positive decisions. That's going to be on November 3rd out at the Midwest Conference Center in Northlake. And for more information on that, you can go to the website, archchicago.org, or you can call our office at 312-751-5355 for reservations or more information. So, Chris, I feel so torn. I want to hear about you getting cut three times and then coming back to become a Super Bowl champion. That's so inspiring. But I also want to hear about your work with Life Athletes. So let's talk a little bit about Life Athletes and how you got into that, because I'm just so interested in that. I mean, we think of NFL players, when they retire, they open a restaurant or they, sit at home in mourning looking at tapes of when they were great. but here you are.
You've been talking to my wife.
No, but here you are. You go to Notre Dame. You get a law degree. I mean, the fact, how many people have the athletic gifts and ability to be in the NFL and then go and get a law degree at a great university and then go on to found this nonprofit organization making a difference in the lives of teens? Tell us a little bit about that and that transition from pro football life into your life today.
Well, I don't know how I would have managed without my faith and knowing that God was close to me. And he really did lead me through making a number of these sort of unorthodox decisions and career paths in my life. Although the path to Notre Dame was certainly a more normal sort of a path, conventional, if you will, but it was fairly unusual for me to even think along those lines. But the morning that I met Mother Teresa, it all came to me.
And, oh, wow. You met Mother Teresa. That's amazing.
Yeah, she was out in New York in one of her convents, and I had a chance to meet with her. But afterwards, a couple of things happened within my conversations with people there that turned that light bulb on. And, of course, as you may know, there were a number of, at that time, very strong pro-life, good Catholic, and even Christian fellows at the law school. And so I thought that that would be a wonderful opportunity to pursue, and so one thing led to another. But Life Athletes continued to grow through the through that experience in law school, and after a period of discernment after graduating, I decided to do this full time. And we've since grown to be an organization of over 300 professional and Olympic athletes.
Wow!
We teach and inspire young people to live lives of virtue, abstinence, and respect for life. And we do that principally right now through a curriculum that we help kids to understand a commitment that we all invite them to make. It's not just for athletes. It's everybody that's willing to have that sporting heart, if you will. And we invite them to these four commitments. The first is I'll try to do what's right, even when it's difficult. The second is I'll give myself only to that special person who I marry as my partner for life. The third is I'll respect the lives of others, especially the unborn and the aged. And the fourth is I won't quit or make excuses when I fail. I'll try again. And that last point is really important because, as you know, we've all made mistakes, and we wish we hadn't committed, and we'll probably
yes.
drop the ball sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is not to just to lay there and give up and say, "Woe is me." You know, any good coach will tell you that the only difference between a winner and a loser is that a winner gets up again after a loss, and that's exactly what we did back in 1986. A lot of people thought we were going to the Super Bowl, and then we went down to Dallas for our season opener and got our butts kicked by our arch rivals, the Cowboys. And we came back to New York, and all those gentle Giant fans call us bums. You know, we'll never be any good. You have those kind of people in Chicago?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how harsh some of these fans are. It's incredible. But
we didn't give up on ourselves. And by the end of the year, we were 17-2 and got this Diamond Super Bowl rings for us.
Oh, wow. Praise God. That's great. Chris, we've got another caller, actually. Let's go to the lines real quick. We've got Debbie on the phone. Debbie, thanks so much for calling into Life Talk today.
Oh, thank you. Chris, I just would like to ask you a couple questions. I have two sons, and they have lost self-control. They are involved in the sex before marriage. They're 19 years old and 22. They were in the Navy. They came out of the Navy, and I believe that I just don't know where to turn. I turned to their dad, but he says that they just need to fall on the face and learn from their mistakes. And they're already men, and there's nothing else that we can do for them.
Hmm.
But I believe otherwise. I believe that I'm going to keep trying to help them, and I don't know how.
Yeah,
anymore.
Debbie, it's got to be. It sounds like it's breaking your heart as it would any mother.
Yeah.
And I think you're probably both a little right. Your father, your husband, their father recognizes that they need to learn from their mistakes, and as we all do, and you hate to see them get hurt anymore. And there is something you can do, like St. Monica, you can be praying for them, and you haven't given up by the mere fact that you're bringing it up with me now. The trouble that you're experiencing and the trouble that they're...
And Chris, I'm sorry, we only have like literally about 50 seconds left in this program, unfortunately.
Well, but Debbie, I am going to pray for you and your sons.
But and Debbie, what we can do too is stay on the line afterwards, and you know maybe we can give you some resources as well. And Chris, you have a curriculum that's very helpful. And where can people go for that information?
Well, you can go to lifeathletes.org, www.lifeathletes.org.
And it's really more like a book. I mean, people can read it as a book too. It's not just a classroom kind of thing.
Good point. And it'd be perfect for your sons, I think, if you can get them motivated to read it. I think that they'll find it very interesting. It won't be a dry text.
Great, great. Chris, thank you so much. Chris Godfrey, the president and founder of Life Athletes, NFL Super Bowl champion. So much more we could talk about. And Chris, we're looking forward to seeing you at our benefit dinner on November 3rd.
I'm looking forward to being there, and I'm hoping for a warmer reception than I've gotten in the past in Chicago.
Well, I'm sure you'll get a very warm reception, Chris. Thanks so much for being with us today. And friends, to register for that benefit dinner, call us at 312-751-5355. Thanks so much for listening to Life Talk today.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.